Hey Daniel, guess what? Kuhn plus Nagel and the Oregon Emergency Management Office are now part of the Aerlander Futures Network. Isn't that interesting?
Oh really, I see. So they are exploring the use of larger Aerlander variants. That could be a big deal for logistics and disaster relief. What exactly are they planning to do?
Right, Kuhn plus Nagel wants to see how these aircraft can fit into their logistics network. They're looking for something that can bridge the gap between fast but carbon-heavy air freight and slower surface transport. And Oregon is interested in using them for disaster relief. They're one of the leaders in planning for the Cascadia subduction zone threats.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, the Aerlander variants can scale up to carry 200 tons. That's a lot. So the Aerlander Futures Network is like a group where logistics and freight companies can contribute their ideas to the aircraft design.
Exactly. This network builds on the previous Aerlander 50 development partner program. It's all about gathering insights from key players to shape future designs. And by the way, the Aerlander 10 already has customers like Air Nostrum Group and Granza Spaces.
I see, so the Aerlander 10 is their first model, right? It can carry 100 plus passengers or 10 tons of freight, and with the new variants they can go up to 200 tons. That's quite a leap.
Yes, and the design scales easily into those larger variants. That makes sense for logistics and disaster relief, especially since they don't need prepared runways. The ability to stay airborne for days is a big plus for emergency situations.
So George Land from Hybrid Air Vehicles said this network is a real opportunity. They want to make sure the aircraft meets the needs of these key markets while also being good for the planet. That sounds like a win-win.
Definitely, it's about creating an aircraft that's efficient, cost-effective and sustainable. With Kuhn plus Nagel and Oregon on board, they're getting expert input from the start. That should help make the final product really practical.
I wonder how this will affect the industry. If these larger Aerlanders become a reality, they could really change the game for freight and emergency operations. It's exciting to see such big names getting involved.
Agreed. The Northwest Aerospace Cluster is definitely making waves with these kinds of innovations. It's great to see how collaboration is driving progress in sustainable aviation.
Yeah, and it shows the importance of networks like the Aerlander Futures Network. By bringing together different stakeholders, they can shape the future of aerospace in a way that's both practical and environmentally responsible. That's something worth keeping an eye on.
Absolutely. So, Daniel, what do you think will be the next big development in this space?
Well, I think the next step will be seeing how these larger variants perform in real-world scenarios. If they can prove their reliability and efficiency, I don't see why they wouldn't become a staple in both logistics and disaster relief operations. That's something to follow closely.
Agreed. Thanks for joining me on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Tune in next time for more updates from the industry.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more exciting developments in aerospace. Have a great day.